Welcome to Money Talks, daily bite-sized money tips brought to you by me, Paul Merriman from Ask Paul. Every day I'm going to bring you a brand new series of tips to make money easy. Hi and welcome to today's episode on emergency funds and sinking funds. Following on from my last episode on bank accounts, I did mention having an emergency fund. So what is an emergency fund and why do you need one? Well, basically, an emergency fund is exactly what it says in the tin. It's a fund to be used in case of an emergency. And the reason for having an emergency fund is that if you have a good financial plan in place, you should have a situation where you have maybe a little bit of cash held in deposit. You should have an investment account. You should have your pension plan set up. You should have basically your whole life mapped out from a financial planning point of view. The emergency fund is there to make sure that you use that should something crop up. And an example would be the car breaking down, the fridge breaking down, something going wrong in the house, or maybe unexpected time off work if you don't get paid sick leave. And the reason you want the emergency fund there is to make sure you don't have to A, borrow, or B, disrupt your investment plan or your pension plan and stop the plan because of the emergency. So it's just being prudent because obviously everybody knows that some things will go wrong in life and you need to have a little bit of cushion there. Now, when you talk about how much your emergency fund should be, the minimum is probably €1,000. Some people would advise having at least 3 times your net monthly income aside. So if your net monthly income is 3,000 per month, they recommend maybe up to 9,000. But to me, having an emergency fund really comes into having a financial plan and a financial planner because you should be able to assess, well, what are the risks to something going wrong? And what I mean by that is, let's say for argument's sake, you have a good occupational pension scheme and attached to your pension scheme is what's called debt and service and income protection. Now, if you have that in place, that means that you're going to be out, if you're out sick or for a long-term accident or illness, you're going to be paid by your employer or the insurance company up to almost 75% of your salary in some cases between getting sick and retirement age. Therefore, if you're going to be out sick or long-term illness, you don't really require that big of an emergency fund because you're going to be really well paid by your employer. In the situation where you're maybe a PAYE worker with no income protection plan in place, you just simply set up an income protection plan for yourself and that mitigates the risk to your cash flow going forward. Now, it's a different story if you're self-employed. If you're self-employed and let's say you're a carpenter and a carpenter works their tools and you're maybe working for yourself and you may have one or two employees with you, but your business probably wouldn't survive without you for more than a month. In that situation, you also need an emergency fund big enough with an income protection plan because you don't want to be strapped for cash with maybe bills in your business or paying your staff, etc. So an emergency fund really is a case-by-case basis, but it does start with a minimum of €1,000. So if you don't have an emergency fund in place, now is the time to get that €1,000 aside before starting any kind of real financial planning with anything else. We'd always recommend the client to have an emergency fund before they invest, before they put lump sums away, etc. When dealing with clients from a financial planning point of view, we sometimes get clients that have maybe 10,000 to invest or 100,000 or a million and various different amounts. And the one thing we'll always do is to make sure there's enough cash put aside for the emergency fund, but also knowing expenses coming up. And what I mean by knowing expenses coming up is if you're planning on changing your car or kids' education or, you know, even simple things like holidays over the next number of years, you need to keep that cash set aside if you are lucky enough to have a lump sum that you're looking to invest. And then this brings me on to sinking funds. A sinking fund is simply a fund that you're going to put aside for knowing expenses, usually in a 12-month calendar. A classic example of what a sinking fund would be used for is maybe children going back to school, your holiday or Christmas. Another one would probably be something like your car insurance, something like a big enough bill that you usually have to put on direct debit because you can't afford to pay for it from surplus funds in your current account. So let's use an example. Let's say in January every year, you know that your car insurance is coming in and it's €1,200 per year. In that case, you need to have a sinking fund set aside where you put €100 aside into the sinking fund for the first 12 months and you always do that. And that means next year when your car insurance comes around, you have enough money set aside in an account to pay for it. And it's the same, like I said, for your holidays and your children going to school for those costs or else maybe Christmas. Or if you're planning something big, obviously, as well. So if you're getting married, you'd have a simple saving account, but it technically is a sinking fund for your wedding or if you're trying to get a deposit for a house. Now, when it comes to sinking funds, a really good place to start with sinking funds is just opening a separate account or two. And some people use simple things like an envelope system where they take money out of the bank and put it in an envelope somewhere in the house and they know they have that there. There's a couple of really good, I suppose, habits and rules when it comes to sinking funds. You can't dip into them. And if you're struggling to find out what you have, just simply write down on your direct debits and see which ones you can pay annually and which one you need to leave on direct debit. Or also just having a pen and a piece of paper and think about what known expenses are coming up this year. When you do that, you'll have a few different accounts probably. I think a really good place to start this is looking like something like a Revolut account or an N26 account. If you have a Revolut or an N26 account, they're banking apps, you can transfer money into them and they set up kind of digital wallets. So they can set up sub-accounts within your Revolut, your N26 account. So let's say, for argument's sake, on a monthly basis, you know you want to put €400 aside into sinking funds, it'd be €4,800 a year. That €4,800 a year is going to cover birthdays, back to school, Christmas, and maybe your insurance. You simply put your €400 into Revolut, and then you break it up into maybe €80 to one account, €120 to another account, €100 to another one, and then two accounts with €50 each. And that's a really good example of how a sinking fund could work and how it should be worked in practicalities. And if you take it out of your main working account, so let's say you have your main current account with Bank of Ireland, one of the Irish banks, getting it out of there and getting it out of sight and out of mind will probably make it easier for you not to touch it. So when you log into your normal day-to-day banking, in example, Bank of Ireland, you won't see all of your sub-accounts and you won't be tempted to use them. So again, out of sight, out of mind. So that's this episode on emergency funds and sinking funds. I hope you found it worthwhile. Please do mention the podcast to family and friends if you don't mind, and help spread the word. Cheers and have a good day.